loses for Seventh-day Adventists. So when you understand that and you're truly being convicted that the Sunday law is imminent, you're forced to bring your life into agreement with that truth. And brothers and sisters, so far as we've been looking through the great controversy, we've identified that Sister White lifted it up as the book of the hour herself. The Lord lifted it up through her as the book of the hour. It's what sets forth past, present, and future. It's the book that should receive wide circulation. And one of the quotes that we've looked at every night or referred to is that one of the themes in the great controversy is that Rome intends to regain the world. And brothers and sisters, that's essentially in the bag right now, whether you are willing to see it or not. We've also been looking at a sequence. We looked at a sequence on how the Sunday law comes in, and ultimately what the third step of the enforcement of the Sunday law is when secular power is developed that is willing to enforce the mandate of the religions in the United States particularly, and then the world afterwards. And we've been showing you, that being the definition of the image of the beast, that both the Congress of the United States and the courts in the United States are willing participants at this time in building the image of the beast. It's going up. The principle of separation of church and state is coming down. I don't know what stronger warning Seventh-day Adventists could have that a Sunday law was imminent beyond that. We also looked at, of course, the courts and the condition that they're in at this time. We've marked certain waymarks along the way, and we looked at that Rome is now regarded with far greater favor than in former years, and I hope you're recognizing that. The only reason you may not recognize that is because you've been hearing what I'm saying without being sure that history actually attests to it. I'd challenge you to go back and look at the history of the time period the Great Controversy was written, that the last half of the 19th century, from 1850 to 1900, and see what the secular world and the people of the world thought about the Roman Church. It was a dead animal. And if you were going to talk about the religion of Catholicism, if you weren't a Catholic, you wanted nothing to do with it. So the fact that we were told that right before the Sunday law, Romanism would be regarded with far greater favor, and the fact that we're seeing that fulfilled today is another powerful warning that the end is near. And remember, the end comes quickly and as an overwhelming surprise. Now, next point we want to look at from the Great Controversy again is found in the Great Controversy 464, and it says this.